Okay, we need to go ahead and tell the Rush fans once again that the pregame show will start at, I don't know, something.
12:05.
Okay. Right after Chase's news.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Sorry. Hi, Chase.
There you go.
Hey, what's going on in your room?
In my room?
Yeah, you don't have the mood lighting going.
Two of the three of my track lights are out.
And so only one's not going to work very well. See, I'm having to go with the obscene fluorescent this morning.
I'm afraid, you'll be.
Is that track lighting expensive?
I don't know. It's complicated because they go out all the time.
Yeah. Just go buy a bunch of those bulbs. You can get them probably at Sam's, like by the Gross.
Probably.
Yeah. We have this morning, I don't know, I guess, an embarrassment of riches when it comes to stories that we can only do now. Yeah. Mm. So we'll just get started. There's a new word. I don't know if you've heard about a new category of restaurants that are called breastaurants.
No.
These are restaurants.
I'm intrigued.
Well, they woo men in with attractive waitresses.
They're chicken. Oh, those kinds.
Yeah, right. Large beer selections, giant TVs. It's Hooters. There's apparently a place called Twin Peaks. Have you heard about it?
Yeah,
have you?
Okay. About them, yeah.
And then the Tilted Kilt Pub and Eatery.
Mm-hmm.
The restaurant industry predicts that for the next couple of years, this segment poised to be one of the fastest growing restaurant categories.
Really? We've got a restaurant here in town. I won't say who it is because I don't think they advertise, but they kind of go on that Hooters type theme as far as the waitresses are dressed like.
Here's a quote from Darian Testano, who is a food industry consultant in Chicago. When asked about why the restaurant segment is so popular, he says, "It starts with comfort. These concepts are growing by offering a different level of service and attentiveness."
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. Can I just sit down right here while we do the bill?
Yeah. Excuse me. Suge, you don't mind if I sit down next to your boyfriend here, do you?
No, there's no Suge. Suge would be way too old.
Yeah, that's right.
Hon.
You mind if I sit down next to your honky boyfriend here?
There's no pencil in a bun here. Yeah.
To wit,
uh-huh.
In Great Britain, the Bristol City Council is investigating a Hooters restaurant over claims that it served a boob-shaped cake.
Oh, boob-shaped cake.
At a child's birthday party. The cake reportedly featured, on which the words happy 12th birthday had been iced. We only got one cake, Pan. It's either this or something else.
Yeah.
But that's all it's going to be, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Boobs or buns, which one do you want?
We can't do no bunny rabbit cake or a clown cake. We can only do the boob-shaped cake. Restaurant policy bans entertainment that's inappropriate for children. They apparently missed here. Petitioners want the restaurant punished and also claim the restaurant staged a competition last month in which diners judged waitresses in bikinis while children were present.
All right.
Hooters management refused to comment on that. Well, that's the parents bringing the kids with them to the contest.
Sure.
Hey, hon, I'll take the kids this morning. It's Saturday. I'm going to give you a break.
That's right, because you've earned it, baby.
That's right.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
You stay home. Clean the house. I'll take care of this. We'll be back about 2.
Uh-huh.
30.
Or 5.
Yeah.
A.M.
Depends on how many errands we need to run. Yeah. So don't worry about calling. Everything will be fine.
And fitness just got better. AeroFit is proud to announce we have two new locations called AeroFit Express to better serve you. These two new clubs, formerly Anytime Fitness Centers, are located at Wellborn Road near Southwest Parkway and in the Target Shopping Center in Bryan near the Highway 6 bypass. You can work out 24/7 at the new AeroFit Express clubs. Join any AeroFit now and get all four clubs for the price of one. So you can work out at any AeroFit Express 24/7 and get all the services of the original AeroFit clubs, including swimming, racquetball, tennis, and basketball. Wow! A 4-for-1 special. Great locations, the most in facilities, the friendliest staff, and all at a great price. Why would you go anywhere else? Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and request more information on all of AeroFit's great fitness locations and this great 4-for-1 special. Get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthier you.
AeroFit for life.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:18, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
push that button. There you go, buddy. It's June the 7th, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Actress Virginia McKenna, do we know her? She's old. She's 80 years old today.
We can still know her if she's old. But
yeah, but I'm not sure what she's been in. No, don't have her on list B, so I don't know. Tom Jones' birthday is today.
This will make you feel young.
Yeah, he's 71 years old today is Tom Jones. Okay. Actor Ken Osmond, that'd be Eddie Haskell on Beaver. He's 68 years old today.
You know, after he left, or after Leave It to Beaver ended, he became an accomplished decorated officer with the Los Angeles Police Department.
Yeah, I knew he was with the police department. Yeah, I knew that.
And I'm thinking, can you imagine the first time you see Eddie Haskell walking up to your car to give you a traffic ticket?
Yeah, that's true. Is Alan Funt back there? Apparently worked in vice and narcotics. I'm just reading here. And also a motorcycle officer.
Yes. You're looking very nice today.
He grew a mustache to help secure his anonymity.
Oh.
Okay.
Talk show host Jenny Jones turned 65 years old today. And Liam Neeson, the actor, I like him. I like most of the things he does. He's 59 years old.
Boy, if was it that movie Taken from a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
Boy, if you hadn't seen that, man, that's a good movie.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's done some, I mean, Schindler's List, Star Wars.
First one came to mind.
Yeah. He's done some pretty good stuff. Prince, Purple Rain guy, turns 53 years old today. Allen Iverson, the basketball player, turns.
Practice. Turns
36 years old. Anna Kournikova is 30 years old tonight.
So if I don't start it,
that's right. You only know your part,
we don't know
right?
Where to go?
Yeah. Johnny.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, forgot Muammar Gaddafi. There's a prince of a guy. He's 69 years old today. And today would have been the 94th birthday for Dean Martin. We all like him, so I just wanted to mention Dino would have been 94 years old today. And that's all I got.
Mick Foley, you know him as Mankind, 46.
Wrestler.
Yeah. And Michael Cera.
Oh.
We like him from years ago, Arrested Development, right? Mm-hmm. He's 23.
Yeah, and his voice still hasn't changed.
Is that right?
Oh, he's still high pitched.
He was in Juno, wasn't he?
He was in Superbad. I mean, he's done a lot of movies.
Yeah,
He's,
and still looks about 14.
Yeah, he's kind of a wormy kid.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah.
Well, hey, man, if the shoe fits.
In our early morning segment, important legal news in the world of sports. The Seattle. I don't think Tom will have this. So, a Seattle judge has ruled that the Festus Softball World Series can keep its rule limiting the number of non-festive players on each team.
Well, now that's discriminatory.
Well, it's interesting. That's a whole new definition of ringer, isn't it? The dispute began in 2008.
I'll ponder that.
With the
way too deep of a thought before 6:30. With the second cup of coffee. Yeah.
With the Festive Softball World Series, which was held in Seattle last year, officials of the National Festive Softball Association questioned the challenged San Francisco players about.
Now, I figured most of the teams were from San Francisco.
Well, yeah, the players felt humiliated that their rights had been violated.
That's right.
Mm. Now, what's interesting, however, is that there are ramifications to this.
Really?
Yeah, because now.
Don't get us put off the air.
Well, I won't.
Yeah, that's okay.
It turns out that you might not
have known. That's my
job. There's an African-American softball league, and there's a Native American softball league, and there's an Asian Pacific Islander softball league.
Really?
So now they're going to have limits on ethnicity as well.
And all of those have gay factions, too. So, you know.
I don't know that. I'm just saying.
It's frustrating because I have no idea what anyone wants from me.
Uh-huh. I thought you were going to use the other one.
No.
Right behind. It's somewhere. I was,
okay.
Well, but it really doesn't fit. I mean,
no, it doesn't. That's true. And we don't know what you want from him. I didn't mind. I can't think of anything good to say. All right, so 6:23.